morning to each of you. And this heartfelt prayer, just echo amen to his words. Just ask that God would use these few moments to hopefully encourage us and each of you on your journey. This morning, if you have your Bibles with you, I'd like for you to turn to John, the book of John, chapter 4. And I would like to talk about a promise there that Jesus gives to each of us who believe on him. Chapter 4 is known as the Samaritan woman at the well. And we see that that Jesus was on his way into Galilee. And on his journey, he needed to go through Samaria. He came to a Samaritan city called Sychar, near a parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. And Jacob's well was there, and as Jesus sat on the well, there's a woman of Samaria came to draw water, and Jesus asked her for a drink. And the woman looked at Jesus and said, "How is it that you ask me for a drink?" I guess it was customary at that time that the Jews wouldn't drink from the same cup or use the same utensils, and there was a divide there. And Jesus proceeds to tell her that if you knew the gift of God, and if you knew who would ask you for this drink, then she would ask him of the living water. The woman tells him that you've nothing to draw with and the well is deep. You know, how are you going to give me this living water? And Jesus tells her that whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I give him shall never thirst. I would like to talk a little bit about the passage of whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. Is that our testimony this morning as children of the living God? Have we drank from this water that he has given us? Or are we still thirsty for things of our past life? Is there still a bent for evil? Is there still something that's drawing our hearts to something other than Jesus Christ and him crucified? Shall never thirst is the theme of my thoughts here this morning. I have a few thoughts wrote down here that I would like to go through. It says, and I want to look at this as a promise. It tells us that if we drink of his water that he gives us, we will never thirst. If we're living our life taking a drink or drinking from the water of life that he's giving us, we should not be thirsting after things. It says, shall never thirst. That's a promise to us as Christians that our life can be focused, committed, dedicated, and we don't have to thirst for anything that is not of God. He gives us that promise and He gives us the power to go forth. It's a gauge to judge my life by. Do I thirst, or what do I thirst after? Are we satisfied by the drink of the living water, or are we still thirsty today? And what evidence in my life displays a satisfied or a satisfactory or a satisfied in the life of Christ or living for Christ? Are there things on display of things that I do or say that create an image that I'm still thirsting after something that is not Christ-centered? Is it prestige? Do I react? Is it money, notoriety, hobbies? Is it my reputation? Is there things that I'm thirsting after that doesn't have Christ in the center of my life? Turn to Galatians. And I'd like to look at a few thoughts here where it talks about the works of the flesh are manifested, which are these. And it lists them there. And a lot of these things we can look at and, no, we've not murdered anyone, or we've not done, these things, drunkenness and those sort of things. But there's a lot of words here that there might be a tinge of something of this coming out in our lives that we're doing, or that's in our lives, that I would encourage us to consider, at least in my life. So how about strife? Are we striving? Is there strife or things between us and brothers? Are we never satisfied? Or do our brothers embarrass us? Do we see things differently in ways that we feel like they hinder our reputation? It has given me a lot to think about here as I've prepared this for my heart. And like I said, this is truly for me. It's things that God has been putting in my life. My reactions to my children. Do I lash out if I think that there's something said or done that would hinder my reputation with the brothers? I just trust and want to encourage us that He gives us a promise here that says, if we drink of His water, we shall never thirst. Let us look at our lives here, me first of all today, and let us realize that those aren't just words. That's a promise. We don't have to thirst for these things. If you find yourself this morning with a thirst for something that's not in the second part of this message, there is, Christ is the way. His way, a commitment to Him in His way of life, is the way to eliminate this thirst and this desire to do things that aren't God-given. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up from everlasting life. Brothers, my response to the things on the things that we talked about, my reactions when I come in contact with these things is a gauge to see how deep my well is, and if it is springing up into everlasting life. In Galatians, turn back to Galatians there. Galatians 5:22, it says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law." Those are the things that He promises. He promises us here that as He "But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting lives." These are things that as our lives are committed to Jesus Christ and our walk is committed to His ways, this joy and this peace should come out like a well that has no bottom to the people that we come in contact with. It shouldn't be an act. Or a reaction. It should exist. It should be there. It shouldn't be something that we have to think about doing. It should be a natural response that we should not have to work for. We shouldn't have to think, okay, now I'm going to love this person. Or that, okay, you know, we're around so and so, so I have to have joy in my life. That's not what He's talking about here. He's talking about that when we give up, and we drink of this water, we will not thirst of those unrighteous, ungodly things that we had been involved with in our past. And these elements, this long-suffering, this gentleness, this goodness, this meekness, this temperance, it will exist. It will come from the bottom of our being, and it will be displayed for the world to see. The people that we come in contact with that aren't Christians, they should see these coming out of our lives. Not that we're working to display them, but they should see them as part of who we are. When our name comes in their mind, they should think of these things, because it should be the very being that makes up our complete character. Long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. These are all things that take the place of the thirst that we had for the ungodliness at the beginning of verse 14. And I just want to encourage us as a brotherhood, me first of all, first and foremost, this message is set up for myself. I don't feel like I have necessarily achieved this. Those that, you know, but it's something that we can gauge our life by and see if the well that He speaks of here, if that well is flowing from our lives and are people seeing. I want people to see this and to embrace this from our lives. That I believe. If our lives have these fruits, as you would call them, I think it will have more effect on the people that we meet than any words that we will actually say. I think to a lot of people today, words are fairly cheap, and I think they are looking for results. I would just encourage us. I want this message to be a message of hope, not a condemning message, but I want us to realize that if we don't have these things coming out of our lives, there is a place to get them, and that's at the foot of the cross, looking to Jesus. And He promises us that if we drink of His water, He will give us these things. And I would just encourage everyone this morning that doesn't feel this coming from their lives, go get a drink from His well. And let His peace and His joy and His long-suffering become a part of your life, you know, so that it's not something that you have to put on. We want it to. I want it to be a part of your character, not something that you do when you meet someone. And like I said, I have found many shortcomings in my own life in these things, but I also want to recognize it as a promise from Him to us that believe that we can have this in our life. It's not something that we have to fabricate. I'd also just want to mention in Galatians 6:10, it says, As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. It encourages us to treat all men with these attributes here. And I would just pray that going forward here that it encourages the people. It's not like I see this as a lacking, but just encourage people in the promise that Jesus gives us there, that if we drink of His water, we shall never thirst. And He will give in us a well that doesn't run dry. Our lives can constantly have these fruits flowing from us to the people that we meet on His behalf, because we are bought by His blood, and He gives us these things. I would like to just have a short word of prayer here before I sit down, if we could. Eternal Father, I thank You for this opportunity here. I thank You for this body here, that we may live together for Your glory, for Your honor, and to further Your kingdom here together, Father. Just ask that You would be with us the remainder of this service. I just ask that You would continue to enlighten us, that You would teach us Your ways, and You would continue to mold and shape and change our hearts more into Your image, into Your ways, so that we could reflect, Father, we could be a mirror here unto Your goodness, unto the people, unto a lost and dying world. Would You continue to shape and mold us to be fit for use for Your kingdom and glory? We just praise, exalt You, and thank You for who You are. We just pray and ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.